Jesse Allen catching up with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, as we take a look at the grain trade, the soy complex working its way sharply higher, kind of pulling everything else along with it. What are you seeing? Where's the strength coming from here in the soy complex on Thursday?
So it's been interesting to watch the ebb and flow of money and which commodity that it tends to favor. And of late, it's been the soybean complex choosing to see the glasses half full rather than half empty. And we had a weekly export sales data that was released this morning from USDA for the week ending May 19th. And frankly, export sales were pretty dismal across the board, except soybeans were fairly typical for this time of year, a good mixture of old crop and new crop, even though China had canceled about 4 million bushels of previous soybean sales. There was enough non-China business there to lift us up to fairly typical levels, and this, and China is expected to be back. So it kind of tells the traders we're probably going to continue to see USDA push its export target higher and its ending stocks lower for the old crop marketing year. That brought the buying back in soybeans, which kind of gave some courage to the spring wheat traders then as well. And we saw momentum totally flip here in this market, kind of a total reversal of sentiment from what we saw overnight.
Yeah, we're still seeing some of those rumors in the trade about Russia possibly allowing some Ukrainian grain exports. Plenty of skepticism out there as well. That's kind of spilling over into the corn market also here, Arlen, which corn is kind of the laggard of the three here today as well.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think the trade is right to correct to be skeptical about Putin lifting or allowing trade come out of Ukraine, because that would almost be an acceptance of failure on his part, because he stated that one of their primary objectives was to take control of the ports to prevent Ukraine from doing commerce by way of exporting its food commodities. So don't expect that to happen. And the wheat market, the corn market, now starting to get, as those fears ease, a little bit more focus on the fact that we may lose acres in Minnesota and North Dakota in a year that we can't afford to lose acres. And in fact, the market's totally ignored a USDA advisory that came out this morning saying that they were going to allow, with some restrictions, wheat contracts or grain ground contracts that were in the CRP program expiring this year, to start preparing that land early after the nesting season for planting crops for next year. The market kind of realizing that's not a big factor right now, certainly not going to help this year's balance sheet, or the coming year's balance sheet may be more of a factor for the 23-24 marketing year.
Arlen, as well, we see fairly mixed action in the livestock trade, with hogs a bit higher, cattle a bit lower, and we see energies in the stock market with a nice rally. Any thoughts in livestock, energies, or the stock market here today?
Well, lean hog market is showing some more strength here this morning, which is encouraging, as basically being led by the cash hog market. So seeing a little bit of strength there. While the cattle market, again, cash being a little bit weaker this week. Stock market is coming back today on the strength of some outlooks on some earnings reports from retailers who are fairly upbeat about the health of the consumer and what they expect out of the consumer. Currency in circulation remains at record high levels. M2 money supply just barely below recent high levels. So the consumer overall is still cash rich. The worries about the economy and inflation have changed how the consumer spends money, but the consumer overall still has a lot of buying power.
And that's comments with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Coming up this afternoon, we'll talk with Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing and get his thoughts on Thursday's trade action. This has been the Market Talk Midday Commentary for Thursday, May 26th. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.